Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up? It's your boy, The Fed Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Head chef on the way. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has America's favorite Halloween candies right after we play the game known as Big Dummy. 206-421-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Miriam. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hello.
Hola. Miriam, are you sober or not sober?
I've had a lot of caffeine, but I'm sober.
Okay. All right, Miriam. In your home for 1 month, only one style of music can play. Polka, opera, show tunes, or K-pop? Where are you going?
K-pop.
K-pop it is, yes.
Oh, Miriam's thrown down.
Polka,
get naked! You gotta have foam in your house, man. Come on, bubbles dropping from the ceiling, glow sticks. You're on the glow sticks, Ted, right?
I got the glow sticks. Always do.
Military grade.
All right, Miriam, here's your question. It is multiple choice. Louisiana, Illinois, Minnesota, or South Carolina? What's the only state whose motto is in French?
Louisiana.
See, that's the obvious guess, right?
Give me the choices again.
So not Louisiana. So now Illinois, Minnesota, or South Carolina. It's the only state motto that's in French.
Hmm. I'll say South Carolina.
Nope.
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
I'll be damned.
Because when you think French, you think Minnesota.
Hmm. Yeah, but isn't it in French because something to do with mining or something?
I don't. Their motto was something like, I don't know, the Star of the North, something about being up north.
Yeah.
But I have absolutely no idea what the connection is.
My favorite is still somebody once years ago being like, I was at a party, George St. Pierre's fighting.
Yeah.
They're like, why does he have the New Orleans logo on his pants?
Like, dude.
It's like, it's
the Fleur-de-Lis.
Yeah. Right. He's from a French-speaking province.
Yeah, but still, why does he have the Saints logo? All right, Miriam, here is your question. The inferior vena cava is the largest what in the human body?
Inferior what?
Inferior vena cava. It's the largest what in the human body?
Artery?
Close. Vein.
Vein.
Largest vein.
It's the main vein, Miriam.
Okay, I'll remember that.
Miriam, have you ever met another Miriam?
Yeah.
Really?
Do you have a keychain with your name on it?
No.
Do you have anything with your name
on it? Like the little license plates. Like, Miriam is just not a huge name.
Right.
You never had anything, did you?
No.
That made you sad as a kid, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet it did.
That's right. Bring them, stir up all those memories, Miles.
Mary is the closest.
I don't know, but...
Yeah, but that's not your name.
Mm-hmm.
It's Miriam.
No.
Like Miriam Webster.
That's like my restaurant order name.
Right. You just have a list of new words every year. And no one cares.
All right, here's your question. What Canadian brewery did Coors merge with in 2005?
I'm not going to know the answer to this one.
Just think Canadian beers that you've seen and probably drank.
Not Moosehead. Not LeBlatz.
Pabst?
Now, Pabst is unfortunately a U.S. company. Yeah, it'd be Molson.
Yeah,
Molson Golden.
Again, Pabst won the Blue Ribbon. Was like 1893. At some point, you got to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's your question. And the Popeye.
How long do you get to talk about the award you won?
Well, that's
forever.
Saying.
You won.
But it depends, right? Because I want to say the FDA, I believe you can call, if you have a quote-unquote new and improved whatever, right? If your product already exists, it's either like 6 or 9 months before you have to stop calling it, right? So if it's new and improved Tide, you can call it new and improved Tide for 6 to 9 months, and it's done. But Pabst, like, you won the blue ribbon over 100 years ago. It's like 130 years ago, guys. It's your Uncle Rico talking about your high school football career.
In radio, you can do it for a decade. The all-new Sunny, 106.5.
Yeah.
I like radio because radio, you don't have to be literate. You know, see, the V stands for options. Like, what? Why would V stand for options, man? What was one of Baltimore Q? The Q stands for variety. I'm like, nobody spells variety with the letter Q. It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, but what was it, 92Q?
92Q.
I love that they had the Q-munity.
Yeah, the Q-munity.
Get it?
See what they did there?
Get it? I know some award-winning beers and still talk about it myself.
Goddamn right. Mendrum original.
That's what I was like, how long do we get to do this?
Well, right now, about 130 years.
All right,
the best I've got. All right, Miriam, here's your question. What color catches the eye first?
Red.
That is a very good
guess.
That
was my guess. Red.
I'll say black.
Yellow.
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 Mm-hmm. I know black's not a color. That was a trick question.
Yes, that was a trick question, Miles.
Red has to be up there, right? Isn't that why all the food stuff use yellow and red?
Fast food, yeah.
Yeah.
But, well, it's eye-catching, but also apparently those colors increase appetite for whatever reason. Like, triggers that part of your brain that makes you want to eat.
Yeah, I'm looking at your red Gatorade, getting hungry.
I know. Where's my Gatorade? All right, your question. In the Popeye comics, on what day would Wimpy gladly pay you back for a hamburger?
Wednesday.
That's a day late. It's Tuesday, Miriam. If you loan him money for a hamburger, a dude owes you money on Tuesday.
Question number 6.
Oh, man. Miriam, I'm not going to discuss what your last name might be, but does it start with the letter M?
No.
No? Okay, well, never mind. Because it says if Miriam's last name is blank, she's a cool-ass chick. Worked with her years ago. Yeah, this is a different one. This Miriam we're talking to, not cool.
Not cool.
Not cool at all. All right, uncool Miriam, here is your question. What popular character / mascot was invented to respond to questions from gold medal flower customers? Like, if you had, a lot of people think this is a real person. It is not a real person.
Popular mascot?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a gold medal flower
or something? Mm-hmm. So probably has to do something with baking. Mike just got it. Not to make you feel bad, Miriam. I mean, Mike's stupid and he figured it out.
So, like, you got Aunt Jemima, right?
Yeah.
Well, not anymore. She's unemployed.
You used to have Uncle Ben.
Yep.
You know, and you got the Pillsbury Doughboy.
He's
real. But this is a real person. Not like a Jolly Green Giant would explain vegetables.
Let's go ahead and
I'm going to guess Betty Crocker.
Betty Crocker.
Yeah.
Could be Duncan Hines.
Duncan Hines is a real dude.
Oh, really?
Was a real person, yeah.
Hmm.
All right, your question. What band took its name from the main river of Hades in Greek mythology? Do you know this band? Come on, Mike. I mean, like, you got to pay the dude if you get on this river, right?
Stick.
Oh, golly, you got it. There you go, there you go.
Holy cow.
That was killing you, wasn't it?
It was.
Game was a big dummy.
Because I had the river Kwai in my head, and I knew that that wasn't right.
What is it? That's the one with the bridge.
I never understood a thing about the river Styx, right? So the idea was, like, you take this river, it'll take you to hell. But there was, like, I don't know, the boat dude who would kind of take that, but, like, you had to pay him. I'm like, why would I pay money to go to hell?
What if they played Mr. Roboto the whole way in?
Then you're already in hell. Yeah. You know you've made it to hell.
Like, oh, my God, the Dynasty Young years. Here we are.
Big dummy!
Oh, let's say hello to John. Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
John, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober. I'm just about home.
I think you said you were sober, John. Couldn't hear you.
I did say I was sober.
Okay.
All right, one place in your home for a month. What will it be? Polka, opera, show tunes, or K-pop?
Is that better?
Hello? Yes, this is better. We hear you better.
Yes.
Is that better?
That's better, yes.
So, okay.
What kind of tunes do you want to play in your house for a month there, John? Polka, opera, show tunes, or K-pop?
Well, based on what you played, it didn't sound like K-pop. It sounded like dubstep, so I'm going to go with K-pop.
K-pop!
Somebody else pointed that out. So the difference between K-pop and dubstep. Maybe.
Let's get naked!
Bye-bye!
Well, K-pop's a good choice because there's so many different versions of it.
I know nothing about it. I'm familiar with the name. I know like, a couple of bands, but I don't
know
much
about it. It'd be like picking any pop music. Like, you're going to have slow songs. You're going to have fast songs.
It's just Korean, right?
Right. It's like saying I pick rock music, but then people are saying, no, that's actually metal music.
Right. Okay. All right, here's your question. Which planet in our solar system is the closest to Earth in size?
Oh, man. You got to give me a hard one. Venus.
Oh, sorry, John. We didn't realize how smart you were when you called because you couldn't figure out how to work
our
the
bad.
Phone. Game is Big Dummy, 206-421 Rock.
Hello, Bob. Welcome to the men's room.
What up, fellas?
Bobby, you sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right, Bob, welcome to the show. Welcome to Big Dummy. One place in your home for a month. Will it be polka, opera, show tunes, or K-pop?
You know, I got to tell you, I grew up in Southwest Pennsylvania, just south of Pittsburgh. And if this question was back there, everyone would say polka.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, they would. God almighty, would they?
Mm-hmm.
Beer barrel polka.
Oh, they love it. Hell, man, the Pittsburgh Steelers theme for a while was polka.
Yeah, I know.
Franco and Rocky and all the duckers. It was polka. Myron Cope loved polka. So you taking polka?
Myron Cope, yes, polka.
All right, that's polka. Let's go down to Uniontown, Bob. We'll go get some clothes to Gabriel Brothers, and we'll head over to Little Washington for a while. Maybe if we get lucky, man, we'll head all the way down to Mount Vernon. I don't know. We can get crazy for a day.
All right, Bob, here's your question. In what century was the original Star Trek set?
I don't know, 3000.
The year 3000.
In the year 3000.
No, that'd be the 23rd century, which is two centuries before Buck Rogers showed up.
My bad, Bob. It's Bell Vernon, not Mount Vernon.
All right, Bob. What movie popularized the phrase "Show me the money"?
Yeah. Oh, Tom Cruise.
Mm-hmm.
He was the agent.
That is correct.
I'm with you. I can't pull the name though. I know everything about the movie.
Jerry Maguire.
Oh, there you go. Nice job. Big Dummy is the game. 206-421 Rock.
Big Dummy.
Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. Ryan, sober, not sober.
Sober, driving.
All right, Ryan. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, one place in your home for 1 month. Will it be polka, opera, show tunes, or K-pop?
I don't know much about that K-pop, but I can't stand any of the others, so I guess we're just going to crank up the bass in the living room and get down.
All right, let's get naked! Bye-bye!
Especially everyone doing the Peanuts dance right around there. All right, your question. What is the last of your senses to fade away when you die?
Let's see. We've got vision, hearing.
I think it's
smelling.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going through the senses, all right?
Yeah. Sorry. Yep. I'm gonna guess the last to go away is gonna be smell.
Unfortunately, from what I understand, it's supposedly your hearing.
Oh, yeah, so you can hear people going, oh my God, he's dead.
Thank God. Thank God I get the car, right?
Go through his pockets before help shows up.
Oh, I can't wait to sell that home. What's it worth?
How do they know that, though? Like, do they ask people on their way out?
Yeah.
Can you still hear me?
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
I'm dying.
Oh, there goes the vision. Yep, there goes the touch.
You son of a bitch.
I don't know, but that's in every... That's like whenever you watch movies and somebody gets shot, it's like, stay here, stay with me.
Right, it's their eyes closed and all that. But maybe that's why they keep saying it, because you know they can still hear you. You're dead. Get alive again. All right, your question. Where were U.S. coins with the letter S on them minted?
I imagine it's a town.
It is. It's a city that starts with the letter. So, like, if you see the letter D, it's Denver. If it's P, it's Philadelphia. Might be a few more. I'm not sure.
I believe it's the land of giants.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. All I can think is San Francisco.
You're right.
There it is.
You are correct, Sal.
Another contestant here. We got time.
Big Hello, David. Welcome to the men's room.
Guten Tag, my dirty, dirty Germans.
Hola.
David, are you sober or not sober?
All right.
Welcome to the show, David and Big Dummy. One place in your home for a month. Will it be polka, opera, show tunes, or K-pop?
I'm going show tunes.
David! Hello! I feel like I'd have a newspaper rolled up under my arm.
Yeah.
Assuming they still print the newspapers. All right, David, here's your question. The country of Greece is part of what peninsula?
Is that the Iberian Peninsula?
Wow, that's a good question.
Why don't you say it out loud, Julie? Oh,
damn it, right.
Oh, boy. The Mediterranean Peninsula?
I see what you're doing there, but no, the Balkan Peninsula.
Oh, yeah.
The Balkan. It's the Balkan. Live long and prosper.
Sure. That makes sense.
All right, here's your question. What is the capital of Brazil?
Capital of Brazil, is that Sao Paulo?
Brasilia.
They got real creative with those names.
You're right. Kidding. Seriously, Brazil?
Yeah, it's Brazilia.
Well, in your defense, they moved it. When did they move it? Like 15 years ago?
20? Something like that, right?
Because they were trying to encourage people to move to the middle of the country.
It didn't really work, but yeah. We moved the capital. They're like, good for the capital. The
capital typically isn't the best town in the area it's in, you know?
Not state capitals, but
usually your
country capitals are pretty big.
Yeah, because that's where you invest all your money, right? You go to Mexico City, unbelievable city. D.C., it has its problems, but it is well-funded, you know, decent place.
Go ahead.
But then state capitals, you go to like Albany or Olympia. You go like, ooh, wow, okay.
Yeah, I mean, even Maryland, right? Like, Annapolis is fine, but, like...
It's one of the older state capitals, too.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, if somebody said I'm going to Maryland, my instinct wouldn't be like, go hang out in Annapolis.
No, you might go there for a day, get some seafood, that's about it. All right, your question. What comedian was the first woman to host a late-night show?
Well, I'm automatically thinking Ellen, but, I mean, that would be too obvious. Was it Whoopi?
Not a terrible guess.
Joan Rivers?
Joan Rivers.
Okay.
All right, David, your question. Who was shipwrecked for 28 years, 2 months, and 19 days?
Okay, I gotta ask, is this a real person? Or
no, it is not a real person. This is a fictional person.
It's a Disney guy.
Shipwrecked for 28 years.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I am feeling really, really stupid right now. all I'm thinking of is Tom Hanks' character.
I'd also accept Gilligan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Gilligan was forever, right? You know what? Count of Monte Cristo.
Robinson Crusoe?
Robinson Crusoe.
Oh, okay.
Question 5.
The Count, he wasn't shipwrecked, man. They put him in jail.
Yeah, a little different.
Yeah, that's true. He was.
That is one book I thoroughly enjoyed.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Is it short?
No, I just like the story because they screwed him over and like it took a long time, but then he finally got him.
Mm-hmm. All right, good question. Let's go back to high school because that's the only time anyone actually reads Shakespeare. What king was murdered by Macbeth?
Hmm. I'm going to go King Lear. I don't think that's it. But
Arthur?
King Duncan.
Duncan?
Mm-hmm. And then he went on after that to found the donut shop.
Yeah, she didn't like the brownies. So she killed him.
All right, David, your question. L. Ron Hubbard formed what church?
Scientology, wasn't it?
It was. There you go.
Nice work.
Well done.
More Big W on the way if you'd like to be a contestant. 206-421-ROCK.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW. The men's room is in progress.
Game is Big Dummy 206-421-ROCK.
Let's say hello to Jake. Hello, Jake. Welcome to the men's room.
Big hola, bitches.
Hola.
Jake, are you on team sober or team not sober?
I'm sober.
Jake, welcome to the show. Welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll. One plays in your home for an entire month. Will it be polka, opera, show tunes, or K-pop?
Haven't had any time to think about this. Let me go with, K-pop.
Oh, Mike, switch it up on me.
There you go. There's real K-pop.
Yeah.
That's BTS's butter, Miles.
Butter.
Yeah.
I'm sick with K-pop.
It's originally been called Butthurt. They said it's called butter.
I can deal with this for a month. This is definitely my pick still.
We still getting naked and doing drugs?
It's a little bit of a different vibe, but yeah.
You still have Bubbles drop, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Bubbles the chimp. All right, here is your question. What Broadway musical features the song Kansas City?
Broadway musical.
Mm-hmm.
Wicked?
No, the Broadway musical that features the song Kansas City is Oklahoma.
Hmm. Oh. That makes sense.
Sort of, I guess. Hey, by the way, Ted, someone here says you enjoyed what? The Count of Monte Cristo?
Yeah, yeah.
Say the Shawshank Redemption was based on the Count of Monte Cristo.
Oh, that's a good point.
Then right. I add, put that in your big dummy.
Oh, it's a delicious sandwich on top of it all.
It really is.
Right, because Andy Dufresne didn't actually do the crime.
That's exactly it. Spoiler alert.
It's in the first part of the movie.
All right, here's your question. What do you need to send a semaphore message?
Oh, come on, Eagle Scout.
Didn't you get a merit badge?
Yeah,
in
you
this?
Get a semaphore merit badge? You were a lifeguard.
So?
That's part of the, you got to learn it. You didn't get lifeguard certification?
Any guesses?
I did. Maybe I just don't remember what a semaphore is.
Oh, my God.
Has to do with Boy Scouts?
Well, no. Yeah. No, think lifeguards. Think,
I get it.
Old school forestry firemen.
You got it.
Smoke signal?
That's not
no.
That's real old school. This would be flags.
You know. You have to do it in the reverse order.
We never had to do that. We never had to do that.
For your lifeguard certification, you have to do that?
No.
All no beaches.
Yeah. I was in the pool, man.
just yell.
No helicopters landing.
I thought it was still part of the curriculum.
No boats out there.
Boats?
I'm just thinking about the idea of dudes with flags at a pool.
Right.
As opposed to, like, they're also just yelling at each other.
Get out of the pool, kid.
I'm still convinced those lifeguards at the beach, too, sometimes are just pointing out people.
You know they are. You don't know what they're saying, probably. Look at mm-hmm. the chick.
Yeah, they are.
With the big boobs. Mm-hmm. All right, your question. Tom DeLonge, Mark Hoppus, and Scott Rayner formed what band?
Fleetwood 82.
There we go. In the wheelhouse.
It all comes back, then.
Very good. Very good. Gave us Big Dummy, 206-421 Rock.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Eastwood. Welcome to the men's room.
God.
Sorry, man.
God bless the Rock KISW, 50 years of service in the Pacific Northwest. I've been there
that's
every
not,
year.
That's God not how we want to phrase that. We don't want to say that we serviced the Northwest.
Are you sober or sober? Not sober.
I'm not sober. I've been smoking some Black Bubba here in my brand new 2016 Charger here.
Tell Bubba we said what's up.
Exactly. Bluetooth set up through my car. It's amazing.
Ah, okay. That's cool. A way you guys can communicate.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I put my whole phone book in there, and it says the Rock KSW is great, man. I love you guys, man.
Well, Eastwood, we love you, too. All right, you got to play one music in your home for a month there with a poop bucket in the living room. Oh, will it be polka, opera, show tunes, or K-pop?
Hey, that last one, the K-pop, I like that last tune that Mike played. I'd go for that.
Night, man. This sounds about your speed
party
there.
Party in Eastwood.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, right on, baby. Right on.
Hey. I'll bring the Zima.
Yeah. I've been just blowing my money. I spent $17,000 in this car and $600 in tires for it. And then I got tied up with Bezos here in Amazon, and somehow I owed him $800 or $740. So I cashed him out and canceled that card they gave me. Amazon card, don't do them. They're awful.
Okay.
Amazon has credit cards?
And don't get one, Ted.
Yeah, you get on Amazon Prime, and then they charge you, and they transfer all your stuff. I thought I was paying with my debit card, but they were... So I took my debit and cashed them out and says bye-bye today. You know, I was $40 in the hole in debt for interest.
What kind of car did you buy?
2016 Charger.
I bought a 2016 Charger, man. Okay. 80,000 miles V6, man. And, you know, backup camera, and it's got everything on it, man.
Nice.
It's got Bluetooth. I figured I'd be you guys and, you know, figure out what to do next. It's really amazing. A lot of computer stuff.
Okay.
Got the cruise down. You can do the cruise up 1 mile an hour, and it starts at 25. So all over Timberlake's is where I live. It's 25, so I just set it around 25 and go. It's great.
I like how you think. And I'm kidding. I don't. All right, here's your question.
Well,
ambergris is a waxy substance that originates as a secretion from what animal?
Ambergris. A slug.
An ant.
A whale. Specifically a sperm whale, yeah.
A whale.
Yeah.
One of the primary ingredients in perfume. The
perfume, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's super expensive. I mean, if you find some, you'll be rich.
Some little kid found, like, this massive glob a couple years ago, and it was, that kid made more money than we'll make in our lifetime. All right, there, Eastwood, your question. How is Samuel Longhorn Clemens better known?
Ooh.
Samuel Clemens.
Come on. You know this one.
Yeah, I do know it. I can't think of the author, you know, the steamboats and the... Yep,
you're on it.
God. Yeah, I know I'm on it, but...
The Jumping Frog of Calvados County, whatever that was.
Yeah, you know... yeah.
Any guesses there, Eastwood?
No, let's go on. I'm sorry. Andy Griffith. I don't know.
Mark Twain.
Yes, indeed.
Mark Twain. Yeah, I knew it.
Obviously, they do.
Yeah, do you know what Mark Twain is?
I'm trying to remember my last. I'm sorry.
What it is?
But Mark Twain, yeah. It wasn't a name.
I think it's like a measurement of like water, right?
It was. Yeah. And you hear these guys yelling it, and he's like, I name myself Mark Twain. All right, here's your question. What actor's big break was playing Vinny Barbarino on the TV show Welcome Back, Kotter?
Vinny Barbarino.
Mm-hmm.
God. I know Vinny, too. And, yeah, all those,
He was huge in the 70s, disappeared for a while.
Yeah, I know. He should be right in my wheelhouse. And I can't think of his name either. He's been in that
I don't know. Jack Dempsey. I don't know. Let's go on.
Jack Dempsey, professional heavyweight champion of the world. John Travolta.
Uh-huh. Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
All right.
God, I'm sorry. Couldn't get Travolta.
All right, this winter question. The sousaphone is the marching band version of what instrument?
A sousaphone is a marching band instrument. A tuba?
Oh!
There you go.
Well done.
You got it. All right. Very good. Game is Big Dummy, 206-421 Rock.
Hello, Catherine. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Catherine, are you sober or not sober?
I'm tragically sober, but you know what? Let you in on a secret. I am here to take a drug test for a new job, and after that, I'm having an edible and enjoying myself.
Oh, good for you.
How long have you been clean knowing that this drug test was coming?
Oh, like 2 months.
Oh, God.
A little miserable.
Yeah.
Well, what's going to play in your home for a month musically? Will it be polka, opera, show tunes, or K-pop?
I'm going to go with show tunes.
Show tunes. Show tunes it is. Show tunes. All right.
Daddy, Catherine's home.
Isn't that swell?
And look at that. Three sparrows are flying around her everywhere she goes. All right, Catherine, here is your question. In 1949, a woman by the name of Sarah Christian, she broke the gender barrier in what? Politics, NASCAR, or coal mining?
Oh, no idea. Never heard of her. Which seems a little tragic. I'm going to guess coal mining.
What year was it?
1949.
I'll say NASCAR.
It was, in fact, NASCAR.
Oh.
All I remember is Shirley Muldowney, but that was drag racing.
I have no idea who that is. I'm assuming a woman that did drag racing.
Yes.
All right. See how I put that together? RuPaul did drag racing, too, but on foot. All right, here's your question. Joe Pesci played the character Harry Lime in what movie?
I feel like I'm too young for this question, and I'm going to disappoint a lot of people, but I don't know.
And too young for this. You know my
son. My cousin Vinny?
No, he played Vinny.
Oh, that's a good point.
Lethal Weapon 2.
Nope. Damn. He was Leo Getz in Lethal Weapon 2.
Casino.
And Harry Lime, he was, I'm sorry, it was the movie Home Alone. Harry Lime.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's also a nickname for my testicles.
That is my generation, and I've never seen it somehow.
You never saw Home Alone?
Nope.
It holds up. It's fine. It's fine. All right.
My partner's giving me the death stare, so I guess I'll have to watch it.
No. Is your partner 6 years old? Because if they're not, don't worry about it.
I would hope not.
And if your partner is 6 years old, we're worried about you. All right. Here is your question. What is the universal solvent? What is the universal solvent?
Water?
Well done.
All right.
Tell your partner to suck it.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421 Rock.
I think he would say that.
You know, that's a good point. He's like, no, listen to Thrill. Suck it.
Please. You got the job.
Please suck it.
I'll trade you an edible.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Boo!
Boo!
Justin, are you sober or not sober?
Sober, so I don't know.
All right, Justin, welcome to the show. Welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, one's going to play in your home for an entire month. Do you pick polka, opera, show tunes, or K-pop?
Let's go with K-pop.
I lie. I do know BTS songs.
I know this song from the commercial that they play during every football game.
Yep.
Chick on the subway. That's it. All right, here's your question. It's multiple choice. What do you call a group of giraffes? A troop, an army, a tower, or a herd?
What was the third one?
Tower. So troop, army, tower, or herd?
Tower.
It is a tower.
It is, in fact, a tower.
Because they're so tall, I guess.
Yeah, that's pretty much it, man. Big Dummy! Hello, Craig. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, boy.
Hola.
Craig, sober, not sober?
I'm good, bud.
Good and buzzed? Is that what you said, Craig?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, one's going to play in your home for a month. Will it be polka, opera, show tunes, or K-pop?
Yeah, unfortunately, K-pop.
K-pop it is.
different if, like, every time I came home, they were there. Like, as soon as you open the door, they just break into song.
They get their McDonald's meal for you.
Yeah. They follow you around the house just singing to you all the time. As soon as you get up in the morning, they're at the foot of your bed. As soon as you pop open your eyes, they break into song. All right, here's your question. What is the name of the town where the Sons of Anarchy have their motorcycle club?
Well, guess Las Vegas.
Not a bad guess.
No, they're Redwood Originals.
Charming, California.
Yeah, I was going to say, but the town's not Redwood. It's just because where they're at. You guys got to watch that.
I know, I still haven't. I will get that. It'll be like 8 years from now. I'll be like, you should check it out.
Yeah.
It's like Miles discovering Costco. You're missing Costco.
Amazing.
Yeah,
I was super late to Breaking Bad.
How long did it take you to get through?
It was not football season, so I got through Breaking Bad in like a month.
Yeah, I'm just saying, if it's not football, I can get through anything.
But now I'm plowing through Better Call Saul.
We are eagerly awaiting Cobra Kai in my household.
Mm. Yeah, Cobra Kai is so quick because, what are they, like 25 minutes or 20 something?
There's only like 8 or 9 episodes. My kid can't handle it, man. And I'm like, look, you binge them all in like 2 days. And when it's done, bro. You got to wait like another year and a half.
Yeah, because, last Christmas, I gave somebody my heart. I hadn't even seen it. And then over the Christmas break that we had off, I watched all the seasons.
It's so dumb. It's so easy to follow, but yeah, it's fun. All right, here's your question. In a standard game of Scrabble, how many points is the letter Z worth?
Z?
Yes.
Ooh, that's got to be a lot. 7.
What was your guess?
7.
Is it 8?
More than that.
10?
10.
8.
Right there, Craig, your question. A tandoor is a type of what?
Tandoor?
Tandoor.
Ooh, tandoor? I know.
So if you get like tandoori chicken or whatever the case.
Yeah, I was going to say a bird.
It's a ceramic cooking pot. Or kiln.
Or oven?
Oven.
Oven.
Oh, geez.
That does sound like a bird, though. I'll give you that.
Yeah, and I was about to say I like stuff cooked that way. But I like a lot of foods cooked in a lot of things. Turns out I like cooked food.
Right. Weirdo.
I'll be damned.
Right? Son of a... All right, here is your question. What element is represented by the letters F-E on the periodic table?
F-E?
It does not start with the letter F.
It does not start with a letter.
Because I want to say in Greek it's like ferium or something like that. So a lot of these elements end up with these weird ass letters.
Yeah. I mean, I know it's not, but uranium, just throwing out there.
Lead?
Iron.
See what I was doing? I was pumping iron.
Oh, iron. That's strong.
Funny. Lead is what? PB, I believe?
I think it is, yeah.
I knew just gold is AG. Yeah.
Silver is AU. Craig, question 5.
Throw, by the way, good news. New Year's Eve, Cobra Kai return.
New Year's Eve?
December 31st, 2021.
All right, there it is. I'll let my kid know. Yeah. Seriously, man, he's losing his S.
It's close.
And Miles, you remember being a child. Mm-hmm. Nothing is close. Nothing is soon enough.
Right, it's just because we're old.
Yeah, no, we're old.
I can look at stuff now and be like, it'll be Christmas before you know it. But for a child, this is like a long, long period.
Well, trust me, we've already had this conversation at home where we say things like, it'll be here before you know it. Kids look at us like, I you are wrong.
Yeah, for sure.
We're already starting to melt down because they're loading all the TV commercials with the Christmas toy ideas.
I was recently asked about Christmas cookies. I was like, get through Halloween.
Right. Can we? Right. That's all I ask.
Well, everybody here, calm down.
Just as of November 1st, you can bug me about this right now.
Let me have Halloween.
All right. Here is your question. What is the name of the rat that is the mentor of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Huh. You guys are killing me here. Ratty McRatface.
What?
Did you call Ratty McRatface? They called him that behind his back.
Ratatouille.
But Splinter. Ratty McRatface.
I think that's the most famous rat in the game. Well, I guess maybe the rat Ratatouille.
Or Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, I saw a frozen Chuck E. Cheese pizza last night.
In
the grocery store?
Who ate a Chuck E. Cheese pizza and said, hey man, I want this at home?
I don't know. Well, you gotta be a child.
Right.
I don't know. Trust me, I saw it. I was like, no.
Look, Chuck, I dig what you're trying to do, bro. Your pizza is not your strength.
That's the one rub.
Right. The pizza's awful. Yeah. Come on. All right, here's a question. What state are sub sandwiches traditionally called po' boys?
Hmm.
Po' boys. Oh, geez. I should know this. Because
you got shrimp po' boys, you got oyster po' boys.
Oh, down south Louisiana.
There you go. Nice work. Nice. Well, by the way, I'm being corrected on the periodic table. Yeah, my bad. Silver is a G. Gold is a U.
Okay. One more contestant. Let's do it.
I do love po' boys.
I did not realize that it was the name for a sandwich when I first moved there.
Yeah.
So I thought there was a chain of places called po' boys. I'm like, I cannot believe how many locations they have. So I was like, dude, it's the name of the sandwich.
The irony of the name of the sandwich is the fact that it was a cheaper grade of sandwich at the time because it was made with shrimp and oysters, which are not expensive. Now that goddamn sandwich is $18.
Right, exactly. Yep. Call it a rich boy. Hello, Cassidy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi.
Hola.
Cassidy, are you sober or not sober?
I just got off work, so I'm sober.
Okay.
Don't let that be an excuse.
Yeah, that's all right. You start getting drunk at work. All right, our men's room poll. One place in your home for a month. Will it be polka, opera, show tunes, or K-pop?
K-pop.
Yeah. Oh,
I like this one better.
Let's get the good!
Bubbles! Mike, you just like EDM.
So?
Mike finds a K-pop song and goes, sounds the same to me. I'm like, these are two different genres.
But what we've discovered about Mike, he has branched out to the world of EDM.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He rocks out every time he plays this.
Good stuff.
All right, here is your question.
I just look up Major Lazer.
Okay.
Major Lazer?
Yeah. Look, some people get on me, but it's Diplo and what's his name? Skrillex together. It is. Okay. I love it. But I like all that stuff.
Says the glow stick man. All right, your question. How many states were admitted into the Union during the 20th century?
Admitted into the Union?
That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
To get up to the 50 states we have now, how many were brought into the country in the 20th century?
Two?
Four. Five.
Five.
So you have Alaska and Hawaii, two most recent.
Arizona, New Mexico.
Texas. And no.
Texas.
Let's go back to our
South Dakota.
Oklahoma.
Oh, no kidding. They said to hell with you, Texas.
Mm-hmm. Orange Town. Boomer Sooner. All right. Here's your question. What piece on a chessboard can only move on one color?
The queen?
Nope.
Pawn?
The bishop. It goes diagonal. So no matter where it goes, it stays on the same color.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
All right, Cassidy.
Get home and polish it off.
Okay.
Cassidy, your question. What is the generation of people born between 1946 to 1964 called?
Boomers.
There you go.
Well done.
Head chef on the way with America's favorite Halloween candies with Ted's Meat and Potatoes. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.